And it's John chapter 6. I'm starting at verse 26. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, what must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, what miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Roz. Now, I'm going to Claire's going to give me daggers. Claire Emery, sorry. Destroying your... Oh, heck. Now, well, it's because it looks really... Who thinks this looks tasty? Boys? And, I mean, well, if I ate this whole loaf of bread, do you think I would be hungry again? Yeah, I would. You're right, okay. I might feel a bit ill, okay. I might feel a bit bloated, okay. I'm not sure I could do that, actually, especially dry, a bit of butter maybe, okay. But if I ate this whole loaf of bread, I would still eventually be hungry, okay. I might, you know, food is wonderful, but it doesn't last forever. We always get hungry again. That's how our bodies work, isn't it? Okay, that we get hungry, we fill them up, we get hungry. And so, am I going to eat? Well, it's been sat there since Thursday, so it's a little bit on the hard side, okay? But today at Harvest, I'm just going to preach with a loaf of bread in my hand, I think. Okay, but today at Harvest, we thank God, okay, for food, for farmers, for shops. Who's thankful that they've got a shop around the corner or just down the road, yeah, that we can just nip to? Oh, I need that. Okay? Oh, we need some milk. We need a loaf of bread. Okay? How grateful every day was that, Claire? Every day in the Emery household, it's like, oh, just need that. Okay? And it's the same in a lot of places, isn't it? Okay? A lot of houses. Okay? We just nip to the shops. Thank you, God, for shops that have full shelves. How lucky are we? Thank you, God, that you provide for us, okay? The Bible says, as we said at the beginning, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. God has made a world that is full of good things. And we, as a people, especially here in the West and in this country, we're so blessed that we have so much. And that's the thing, isn't it? Because actually, in our world, God has provided enough for everyone. There is actually enough food in this world for everyone to eat. But the problem is that there isn't enough. It's not that there isn't enough, but it's that it's not always shared fairly. Some people have far too much, and others have far too little, if anything at all. And so I think that God wants, he's given us enough for us to share. Okay, now, oh, right, okay. I'm not going to hold the bread for a moment. I need some help. Well, there's sweets involved as well, actually. So. Well, come on then, guys. Come on then, guys. You helped. Anyone? Yeah. Right, so actually, there's four of you there. Okay, oh, five. Okay, well done, Ellie. Yeah. Anyone else? Well, I've got all the, they're all coming now. Now, okay, come on, kids, come on. Right, now, do you think it's fair? Right, we've got all these sweets, okay? There's over 40 packets of sweets here.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? How many of you? There's only seven of you here. Do you think it's fair that we have it all?
Yeah.
Benji thinks it's fair. Thanks, Benji. Always helpful. Okay. Benji, put those down. Okay. All right. Do you think it's Do you think it's fair if we just have them all? If we have five packets each?
Yeah. Why not?
It's not, is it? Does anyone else think it's fair? Does anyone else want a pack?
It's actually
40. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
No,
we're not going to throw things, okay? All right? Been there, done that, okay? All right?
Hey, he stole one.
Got hit in the face, okay? So maybe he didn't. Maybe he took one to share with someone else, didn't you, Andrew? Are you going to go share that with someone else now?
No.
Oh, he's not. Oh, wait, okay. Zek. There we go. Right, do you know what? I'm going to ask you guys to share these out with those who want them. I'm not sure we've quite got enough for everyone, but there is enough sweeties in the pack, okay? So maybe you share amongst your row as well. So take some and share those out, because actually there is enough. There is enough sweeties in these packets for everyone to have at least three each, okay? No, not three packets, three sweeties, okay? All right. Just go and share, child. Crikey. Oh, there's one that's fallen out there. Yeah. There we go. There you go. Yeah, go for it. So, I think a church service is always better with sweets, isn't it? Okay, aren't we lucky that we have these sweets, okay, that I could go to Sainsbury's and get all these packets of sweets to share out amongst everyone, that we could share amongst each other as well. I'm going to wait for it all to die down a bit. You want some bread? Stale bread, no? Did they get any sweets? They didn't get any sweets over here. Benj, what are you going to do? You've run out of sweets. Apart from the packet in your pocket.
Well, we have sweets.
You have sweets. Well, thank you, children, for sharing as well, okay? I'm sure you've got a packet each as well. Well done, okay? Just one packet, Andrea? Okay, yeah. Are you sure? It's that cheeky face. You've got a spare packet. The boys on the desk haven't received much, okay? Oh, maybe Ben hasn't got any. Have you got any, Ben? You have? Oh. Anyone want a packet? Ellie's got one to share. Marcus gave his away. Marcus shared his. Oh, well done. Thank you, sweetheart. Lovely. You go and enjoy those. Enjoy your sweetie. Have you got one? No, you have one. Okay. Sharing with you as well. Right. Okay, let's have a bit of normality. What's normality? Ali can't give them away. But God does call us to share what we have. We shared this morning of some things that we've bought in the supermarket to go to those who have less. He's called us to share our food. God has called us to share our money that we have, whether it's a little or a lot. God has called us to share our time. And that's not always an easy thing to do. God has called us to share our love with others. And that can be incredibly hard to do as well. As I look around, I think we all know that. Yeah, it can be hard to do that. But God has chosen to share so much with us. He calls us to share with others too. And when we share, we make sure that no one is left out. Excuse me. That's why we, as followers of Jesus, support food banks, charities, and projects that help those in need as well. And Rob and Jan are going to come up in a little bit and share about a project that they support as well, and how they share of themselves and their time and so much more as well. But harvest is so much more than food. Because even if we had all the food, all the money, which I think as we look at the West, we do have most of it, okay? All the things we wanted, Would we really be satisfied? Now, I like this one, actually, because think about this. Have you ever thought that something would make you happy forever? Or maybe not forever, but for a long time. You know, you get a new toy, and you think, oh, wow, it's the best thing ever. You get a new phone. You get a new car. A holiday. Okay, and it's like, whoa, this is awesome. I got an Xbox last year, okay, because I thought, hey, that'd be nice. I'll play on that loads. I'm not sure last time it's turned on. I think Ewan probably turned on about a month ago. Okay, a couple of weeks ago. Okay, but the fact is, it's mostly gathering dust. I thought, oh, well, I'll spend lots of spare time on that, playing that and stuff. You know, we get these things. We get a new phone and it's like, oh, well, maybe that's just me. Okay, but you know... Because it's quite amazing the things that phones can do nowadays, the pictures, whatever. But you know what? It doesn't truly satisfy because we soon forget about these things. After a bit, the excitement wears off of our new car. The excitement wears off after a while and all the toys and gadgets that it's got, it's like they just become normal. Food is like that too, really. It's good. It keeps us alive, but it never fully satisfies us. We always get hungry again. And that's why Jesus said something amazing in our reading, boys. Benjamin. Thank you. Okay. In John chapter 6, at the end, what did Jesus say? He said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Excuse me. So, I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me and comes to me will never go hungry. And so he wasn't talking about that physical food. He was talking about how only he, Jesus, God, can satisfy all our needs. And so he's not talking about our tummies. He's talking about our hearts. Only he can fill us up with love, with joy, with peace, with hope that never runs out through the darkest of circumstance. He fills, he satisfies. Satisfaction doesn't actually come from having more. Unfortunately, a lot of the world think that it does. I need more, I want more, then I'm going to be satisfied, then I'll be happy. I just need that. Never mind about that, I want that, I'll be happy. But God lives in the upside down kingdom, doesn't he? Because actually, let's turn that on its head. When we share more, when we have Jesus, okay, only he can satisfy. Satisfaction comes from trusting in God and being content with all that he provides, which, as we've talked about, is so much. He is the source of true satisfaction. Psalm 107, verse 9 says, "For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things." When we satisfy and want of more of God, he will give it to us. He is the bread of life. So that deep, lasting satisfaction and that we all desire comes only from relationship with God and not our external possessions and achievements. That's all I want to say this morning, really. So let's remember this harvest, two things. God has given us enough food, and we're called to share what we have so that everyone has enough. God has given us himself, Jesus, the bread of life, who satisfies, is the only one who fully satisfies our hearts forever. So we share food and we share faith as well. We give people bread for their bodies, amen, and we point them to Jesus, the bread of life. And that's our challenge to take away this morning. And so I'd like us to finish this bit with a prayer. And so can I invite everyone, children too, okay, just to hold out your hands as if you're ready to receive a piece of bread. Or I'm ready to give you this loaf. And what we're doing there is we're just opening ourselves up to God. And we're going to invite him. And so, Lord God, thank you for giving us food to eat and for all the good things of harvest. Help us to share what we have so that no one goes without. and thank you for Jesus, the bread of life. Fill us with your love that we might be satisfied in you, and help us to share you and all that we have with this world and our community too. Amen.